We're in the Mechaber and Simin Lamed Beis, Seif Yud Ches, in the latter half of the Sif, where it says, Im Nogu Ragle Haheva Kuf Bagag. If the regal of the hay or the kuf touch the gag of the ice, Yigra her regal, Viachser Viachtevenu. The regal of either the hay or kuf which touched the gag needs to be erased and rewritten. The Ein Tzarech Ligra Et Kol Ha'ois, but the entire ice, meaning the dalet of the hay and the resh or chaf of the kuf, do not need to be rewritten. Ki agag kedin nechtav, because that part of the letter was written kedin, and since it was written kedin, there's no need to rewrite it. It's only the regel that would need to be rewritten. Im noga regel ha'alef begag ha'alef, if the regel of an aleph, meaning the aleph is comprised of a yud on top and a yud on bottom with a kav in the middle. So, Imnoga Regel Ha'aleph is referring to the Banim Yud, Begag Ha'aleph, if it touched the middle part of the Aleph, Oy Pnei Ha'aleph Bifnim Begag Shatachteha, or the Yud Ha'elyain of the Aleph touched the middle Kav of the Aleph, Posel, in either one of those two cases, it would be Posel. The Ein Takonim Begreir La'afrida, and just separating the Negiyah would not be enough to be Machshir the Ois, the Havik Ha'akteiches, because previously it was possible, and now you're fixing it by way of erasure. And we learned that the only way to fix something is b'ksiva, but not b'chakika, because that would be considered chaktoiches in particular cases, including this one. So how should the aleph be fixed? Ela yigra kol ma shenasa b'pisul, every part of the aleph that was written b'psul should be fixed, v'yachzer v'yichtevenu, and at that point should be rewritten. Says the Ramah, v'chein hadin, and the same would apply b'yudei hashin v'hatzadi v'ha'ayin, v'chein hadin b'yudei hashin v'hatzadi v'ha'ayin, the same would apply by the yud of the shin, the tzadi, or the ayin v'ha'pei, im nogu b'guf ha'ois yosem imokim dibukam, if they touched the kav more than the place where they're meant to touch. We'll see exactly what this means, but in any of those cases, that would be a psul, and you would have to erase everything that was written b'psul in order to correct it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton pay base im nogu, aval im yesh hefsek dak afilu rak echut hasayra kosher. In other words, the case was that the regel of the hay or the kuf touched the gag. So says the Mishnah Berurah, dafka has to be that they were touching. But if there's even a mashu of a hefsek, that would be enough in order for the letter to be kosher. Hahei, says the Mishnah Berurah, if cotton pay gimel af im nidbak. Even if it's just touching, so a tinnik recognizes it as a hey, it's only touching with a mashu. Even in such a case, he would have to erase the entire regal. The kolsha ain't suras isolov, kamaisha nimsir lamaisha misinai ain't shame isolov, because if it's not presented on the klaf, the way Moshe Rabbeinu received this letter, Mesinai, it is not considered the ice that we need. So therefore, if it's touching the gag, it would be possible, even if it's just touching with a mashu. V'chein b'kuf, loy mahani kriya satinik, and the same would be by a kuf, that a kriya satinik would not help, because this is not the ice. Pei dalid, yigror, v'loy mahani afroda ba'alma, you know, we've said you have to erase the entire regel. And the Mishnah Berurah says you would not be able to just separate the regel from the rosh, mishum dehavik chak teiches, that would be chak teiches. Her regel, you have to take off the whole regel, perish kulay, the entire regel. Bein behei, bein bekuf, kevan shenase bepisol, since the entire regel, in other words, he's assuming that you wrote it from top to bottom, which would mean that as soon as you made the top part of the regel, it immediately touched the gag, and the rest of the regel that you wrote following that was written bepsol, so that would be nechtav b'psul, and you would have to take off the entire regel. V'ayin b'bir alocha. Now we discussed the case of the yud of the aleph touching the gag of the aleph, the middle part of the aleph. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Peivov. The ein la hayud ha'elyon v'atachtoin liga b'hagag ela b'daku shebahem. The yud, we said that there's a yud ha'elyon and there's a yud ha'tachtoin. So those two yudin are attached to the middle kav with a thin line. In other words, the upper yud is attached with what's the regal of the upper yud, and the bottom yud is attached with what's the tag of the bottom yud. So it's just a thin piece that's attached to the middle gag. K'mayshi yisbar l'kaman b'mishnah b'ruv simin lamed vav b'dinei tzuris ha'isis. Only that thin part is supposed to be touching, but not any other part of the yud. So therefore, if the pnei ha'alef, sifkatan pei zayin, if the pnei of the aleph is touching, haynu ha'yud ha'elyoin, v'haynu dafka shenidbeka kula shenifsida sedurasa. So the Mishnah Berurah is explaining, what does it mean that the pnei ha'alef is touching? It means that there's no regel that's underneath a roish. Rather, the entire roish of the yud is attached, is davuk, to the middle kav. Aval im nispashet ma'at, but if the roish of that yud extends a little bit to the left, ve'enoy daka roi, but the regel is not thin like it's meant to be, liyofi haksiva, so you have a fat regel with a little bit of a roish protruding to the left. So he says, so long as im nishar hefrish, as long as there's some hefrish between the roish that's protruding and the middle calf of the aleph, ein bekach klum, there's no problem, ve'ein tzarach shim tikkun, and it does not require any tikkun. So as long as you have a heker of a roish, even if the yerech is very fat, that would still be a kosher aleph. Lahafrida, if the entire thing was davuk, you would not be able to be chaykik, to be mafrid. Perish lahafrid, es hanegia levada v'yishar ha'ois memela karoi. If you want to be mafrid the negia, just to be mafrid the negia, and the ois will memela be the way it's meant to be, that would not be acceptable. So that would be a psul. Kol, peites, right? We said that you have to erase everything that was written b'psul. Hainu sheyigra haregel kulay. That means that you have to take off the entire bottom part of the aleph. V'loy sagi sheyafrid haregel me'al ha'aleph. And it's not enough to just be mafrid the regel until you mevatel tzura and then reattach it. Since the entire thing was nechtav b'psul, so you have to take off the whole thing. You can't just be mevatel tzura and then redo it. And the same would apply by the upper yud. You would have to erase the entire yud and rewrite it. There are those that are machmir regarding the case of the yud ha'elyon that was became attached as you were writing it. So they hold ligra kol ha'alef avurza. You have to erase the entire aleph. Ki memeila nechtav achakach shar ha'ois b'psul al yedei zeh. Because automatically, if the first part of the letter became pasul, so everything written after that is also going to be pasul. And therefore, you would have to erase the entire aleph. But the Mishnah Berurah is not convinced that you have to be machmer to take off the entire aleph, as we will explain. Now we said the same would apply with the yudei hashin and the tzadi and the ayin, etc. The haynu shahayud nasa kav yosher. So what does he mean? That what's all these cases referring to? The aleph, the shin, the tzadi, the ayin. The point is that the yud is just a kav yosher. V'leka tzuras yud, and there's no roish and regel creating a tzuras yud. It's just a straight line. Aval ein mazik im nisava hakav ma'at. But if, as we said before, the yerech is just a little bit fat, that's okay, as long as there's a heker of a roish and a regel. But if there's no heker of a roish and a regel, and it's just like one line, that would be upsul. V'hapei, the same would apply to the pei. The same would apply to the regal of the tof. If there's no protrusion to the left, that would be a psul. And the levushay srod asks a question, why bichlal do you have to erase? We said regarding the aleph in all these cases that you have to erase the yud and rewrite it. Frek the levushay srod, what do you have to erase anything for? Yamshich achakach v'yabim ma'atis ayud es yud hashin ad sheyeh kahogen. Just extend it. And now, what's the problem? The problem is that you don't have a reish and a regel. So the Mishnah Berurah said, oh, you don't have a reish and a regel, so it's possible you have to erase the whole thing. Frekta levushay sred, why do you have to erase the whole thing? If you don't have a reish and a regel, so that means that you have a regel, you're just missing the reish. So frekta levushay sred, so just add on the reish. Just add on the missing part. And it's taka mashmir from the Prima Godim that you could just add it on. Ve'ayin b'soif divrei levushei srod. Ve'kol zeke shaloi kosev ha'teva sha'acharze. The levushei srod gives an answer that maybe it's talking where there's no room, and it's not going to look nice, but be'etzem, the levushei srod and the prima godim hold that you could just add on a rosh. Ve'kol zeke shaloi kosev ha'teva sha'acharze. You can add on the rosh as long as you haven't written further yet. Because if you have written further, Avada, the tikkun is going to be shalai kesidron. So this entire discussion about the levushei srod and the prima godim's etza of adding on the rosh is only if you have not written further yet. But if you have written further, then you're dealing with the shinei tzura, and it's going to be a problem of shalai kesidron. Kevan shein by ata tzuras tof, since now there is no tzuras tof, and it's possible Gomor at the moment. We're in Simin Lamed Beis, Sif Yud Ches, in the Bira Halacha, Divrei Hamaschil Raglei HaHei. The Mechaber had said that if the regal of the hay or the kuf touches the gag, that would be a psul, and the entire regal would have to be erased. Ayin v'mishnah Berurah b'masha kasavnu, the kol she'ein tzuras ha'ois. In the Mishnah Berurah, he had pointed out that any time you don't have the Tzuras Ha'ois as it was given to Moshe Misinai, so it's going to be possible, even if theoretically a Tinaik would recognize the ice. Nevertheless, it's still going to be possible. Lashon Chelkas Mechaikik Be'Evan Ezer Ayin Sham. He took that from the Chelkas Mechaikik. U'b'mashe Kasavnu Va'afim Nidbak. And this that we wrote in the Mishnah Berurah regarding the idea that Afim Nidbak Rak kechut hasayra, that even if the negi is only kechut hasayra, it would still be a problem. But oifen shatinik yedea shehu hey, kein nira boro midehevi abes yosef besimen zeu blamed vov, mokar laze midivrei hamarik besherish tzadik ches. Vishaloi kemoi shekosav besherish ayin aleph. The reason why the Mishnah Berurah is explaining, the Bir Halacha is explaining why in the Mishnah Berurah he said that even if it's just negea kechut hasayra, is because he's taking this from the Beis Yosef, as he brings the tshuva of the Marik in Sherish Tzadik Ches, not like the Marik says in Sherish Ayin Aleph. V'sham haloi ayri behedya b'hachi k'mavur sham b'saif ha'sherish, and the Marik clearly is talking about a case even where it's just the negia k'chut ha'shtayra. V'chein hevi mitrumas ha'deshen, and that's what he brings from the trumas ha'deshen as well. U'muchach sham gam kein hachi, and in the trumas ha'deshen also you see that even if it's just k'chut ha'sayra, that would also be absul. The lav hachi, because if not so, loy makshir midi min haram ha'arosh, the kasha that he brings from the ram, from the maram onto the rosh, is nishken kasha, ayin sham, and if you look over there, you'll see what he's referring to. V'chein mevur behedya b'heben ezer, simen kuf chafei, sifte zayin, behago, ta'av shahatinik kari lehey, afilo hachi yesh lefsal. The underlying point of this whole thing, from the marik and the trumas ha'deshen, and now he's bringing from the Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer, is that even if a tinaik is makirit, as long as there is a negia, even kechut hasayra, that would be a psul imloy b'makim igun, unless it was a case of igun by gittin, then there would be what to talk about. But otherwise, it's possible. V'aprichadosh machmir shama filu b'makim igun, and the prichadosh says that even in a case where a tinaik recognizes it as a hey or a kuf, and it's a negia kechut hasayra, and it's a makim igun, even in that case, you would have to be machmir mitam shekosavnu, because it's not the way the ois is meant to be. B'chein kosav amagan avram b'shem haradach, b'chein muchach b'yaradeya b'simen reish ayin vav v'beis yosef ayin sham. So there's plenty of halachic backing to this idea that even if it's a negiyah kachut hasayra and a tinek still recognizes it as a hey or a kuf, it's still going to be posel lahalocha. V'omnam. However, im nimtza kein b'sefer Torah, if you find such a case in a Sefer Torah, Sherega laheva akuf noga lamala, vetinek de lechachem vlaitipish karet kitikuna, nearly the ain lahitzi acheres avorza. Even though the Bir Halacha just spent significant time showing why clearly it is a halachic psul, nevertheless, that would apply by Stam and by Gittin. However, by Kriyas HaTorah, you would not take out another Sefer Torah. Why not? Because even though lahalacha we paskin that it's possible, but lamaisa there is a machloikis, v'araya, and the proof is from the fact that there's makim to be makel if it's b'makom igun, right, not like the pri chadash ayin sham im kain le'inyan lahitzi acheres yesh letzarif lezed as harambam demachshir likros b'sefer Torah psula v'havei svek sveka. Since there are shitas that hold that a negia to the gag of the hay or the kuf is not a psul, and you have the shitas harambam that you can learn from apostle sefer Torah, so memela, if it's a case of kriyas haTorah, unlike a regular case of Stam Mugitin, then there would be a Svek Sveka, and you would not have to put back the Sefer Torah, Ukamesha Pasak, Bekayetze Bezah, Prima Godim, Besimen Kufmem Gimel, like the Prima Godim brings, Vader Chachayim, Behilchus Kriyas HaTorah, that they both say that by Kriyas HaTorah, one can be more Makel whenever there's a Machloikis, because you would have a Svek Sveka of that Machloikis combined with the Shita of the Rambam, that you could learn from Apostle Sefer Torah. Aval b'tfilin, but if it's a case where you find such a thing in the parashias of tfilin, lo yehei ela sveika, it would only be one suffix, because you'd be missing the Rambam of learning from a Sefer Torah psula, usveika d'ayraisa l'chumra, so by tfilin, one would have to be machmir. V'da'oid, dehagro b'beyurei maskim l'shitas ha'moratchai d'tliyas ha'hei v'kol shekein shalakuf k'demuchach l'ama'ayin b'y, einenu rak l'mitzvah, you should be aware that the Gain holds like the Mordechai, that in a place where the Minig of the Seferim is, that they make the Ches with Chatei Teres, so in such a place, the Hay not touching the Gag would not be Ma'akiv. Vim Kain, and if that's the case, Yesh Heker Yofa Bein Ches Lehei, and since you have Chatei Teres by the Ches, so you have a clear Heker between a ches and a hay, even though the hay is touching the gag. Venerally posha, to mashakosav lahokel, that this that the goin is makel, hu rak dafka im negas rakachut asaira. This kula of the gra is only when the negia is thin kechut asaira. Ume rochak tmunas hayale, and if you look at it from a distance, meaning from above, it looks like a hay. Me the tinik kara gam kain lahay, and the tinik also will call it a hay. The be'emes be'ifin zet munas hay b'lo chesaleh, because in that case, a taka looks like a hay. V'rak mishum shelo yiro keches, the havei b'klal chesin hayin, the tani b'braisa al zed the yigones, lochein em oisin haches b'chatei teres, shuv yesh heker gam kein, l'kach ein lifsol b'diyefed. So the avolim nidbak regel ha-hay, la'agag dibuk av, ad sheniris ches mamish, b'vadei lo nishtanis shem ches la-hay, al yedei ha-seifrim. The point of the Bir Halacha over here is to say that there is another shita that's meikel, and that's the goin who holds like the Mordechai, that one could be meikel in a place where the seifrim make the ches with chatei teres, one would be able to be meikel in a case where the hay touches the gag, or certainly where the kuf touches the gag. However, the Bir Halacha says that would only be if it's a very thin negia kachut ha-seira. But if it would be a thick negia, then even according to the goin, one would not be able to be Mekel. Shuv Matzasi, Bezes Hashem Yisborach, Bebir HaGoyin Maram Banet, El HaMordechai. Subsequently, he says he found in the Biur of the Maram Banet, Shegam Hukosav Kein Bedas HaMordechai, that he also explains this way in the Mordechai, that a Negiah Daka is where he would be Mekel, but not by a Negiah Ove, Vagam HaTashbitz Saver Kein, and the Tashbitz also would be Mekel by a Negiah Daka. Vahuva Vavais Yosef, Evan Ezer, Besim Kuf Chavov, so we have a number of mekilim in a case where it's a negia daka. Umikolmakan, even though, says the Bir Halacha, we do have these mekilim in a case of a negia daka, which Lachari would contradict what he said in the Mishnah Berurah and at the beginning of this Bir Halacha, that even by a negia daka we would have to be machmir. Nevertheless, even though there are poiskim that are mekel like this Mordechai in the case of a negia daka, says the Bir Halacha, tzorich ian, if you could rely on this opinion. Because lemaisa, the mechaber, does not paskin like this Mordechai. Ve'ein litchais da shulchan aruch mayri b'mokim d'minig ha-seifrin lasis ches b'loi chatei teres d'kosher b'zeh. Don't tell me that, no. Why is the Shulchan Aruch Machmir? Because he's talking about a place where they don't make the Ches with Chatei Teres. And we said that the Goyin is only Mekel in a place where they do make it with Chatei Teres. That the Mechaber is talking about a case where there's no Chatei Teres. And that's why the Mechaber's Mekel over there as well. And that's why the Mechaber's Machmer over there as well. By getting the Shamein Miniglas is Ches Ali Dechate Teres. Vim Kenein Heker Ben Heiluches Ulkach Posel. Don't give me that Dichoy Deze Enoy. That Dichoy is not correct. Dareisha Shulchan Aruch Machmer Afilu Bekuf. Shal Yedei Negias Eregel Agag Enei Mishtana Mitzurasoy. Klal. Yeah, because the Mechaber includes with the Ches the case of the Kuf. And you can't give me this whole shtickle Torah of the Gains that it depends whether it's a place where they made the Ches like this or like that. The Kuf always is not going to have this Kula of the Ches. V'kol shekein b'zeh, v'bim kaimat chak, v'ein takona b'mechikas ha'ois. If it's a case of a Shas ha'chak, and there's no way that you could fix it with mechikas ha'ois, for instance, you already wrote a Shem Hashem, which cannot be erased. And you have the additional kula that it was a Negiah Daka that was happened after the Ois was already complete, not like we said in the Mishnah Brura, where the Negiah happened before he made the rest of the Regel. After the Yesh, L'tzaref L'zadas HaSmak, perhaps in such a case, if it's a Shas HaDchak, and there's no other way to fix it, and you have this extra tziruf of the smak, hamavur, betur, bedin, naflotip, bezdioi, ayin, sham, desayver, lahakal, bezal, yedei, greira, maybe you could be mitzaref the shita of itzarachian. So again, he's saying, lahalocha as follows, that be'etzem, the halacha is that even by a negiyah daka kechut asayra, one needs to be machmir, and it's possible. He then brings a bunch of mekilim. So you would think that he's backing down, but at the end he says, no, he's not backing down. Lamaisa, one would have to be machmir, unless it's mamish ashas adchak. If it's mamish ashas adchak and the negiyah happened later, then maybe we could be mekel to be mitzaref the smak. But otherwise, he's sticking to what he said originally, that even if it's a negiyah daka kachut asayra, one would have to be machmir. Says the Bir Halacha, Divrei Amaschal Yigra HaRegel, you have to erase the regel of the hay or the kuf. Ayin v'mishnah brura v'masha kasavnu kuloi, he said that you have to erase the entire regel of the hay or the kuf. V'hani mili shenasa anegiya beis haksiva, that's talking where the rest of the regel was written after the negiya. Avalam nasa la'achar haksiva, but if the negiya happened after you wrote the regel, ein din ha'hei v'akuf shava, so then there's going to be a difference between the case of the hay and the kuf. Because in the case of the hay, you would have to take off the entire regel. Because by the hay, you would have to erase the entire regel, the mishtayer kol shu, because if any of the regel of the hay would remain, adayin shem hay harishayna olav la rush. We learned previously that according to the rush, as long as a little bit of the regel is there, it's still going to be kosher. So by the hay, you would have to take off, like we said, the entire regel, kadisa b'sif tezvav, masha'en kein b'ha'kuf, as opposed to the case of the kuf, da'ishi v'atlanu mitzura sois, it's enough to just be mevatel tzura. V'da'oid, the masha'kosava prima godem esimin la'medvav b'eishel avram ois aleph, oid eitza acheres, the prima godem brings in the eishel avram another eitza, the hainu sheyigur k'tas me'agag, that you have to take off some of the gag, ad sheha regel yeh chutz la'gag, until the regel ends up outside of the gag, is right? Because we know that the regel of the hay, the left regel of the hay, is within the airspace of the gag. So an eitza would be, says the Prima Gadim, to erase from left to right of the gag, and memela, the left leg of the hay, will now be outside of the airspace of the gag. So that would be a bitl tzura. And then you can just re-stretch the gag to the left so that now it'll be above the regel, the hainu shiyasa ma'at hefrish, and they won't be touching each other anymore. The shaper dummy, and that would kasha the ois, kol she'ein bezemishim shalike sidron, as long as you haven't written further yet, ad kan dvorov. So that eitza of the prima godim, hu mayri benasa negiya chakach, is talking in a case where the negiya happened afterwards. The lav hachi, because if the negiya happened before, Nasa regel bipsul v'tzarech legarei, then the regel would have been made bipsul, and you would have to take off the entire regel had the negiyah happened initially. Says the Bir Alocha, Noga Regal Ha'Aleph, if you have a case where the regular Aleph touched the middle part of the Aleph, that the Ein Chiluk Beinim Noga Be'es HaKsivo El'Achar Kach, it doesn't make a difference regarding the kashrus of the letter when the Negiya happened. Dumya the Naflo Tipus Diyoy B'Sif Yud Zayin, similar to the case of Naflo Tipus Diyoy that we discussed in Sif Yud Zayin, where either which way, it's a Shinei Tzura, so it doesn't make a difference when you're dealing with a Shinei Tzura when it happened. Rakdim Noga Be'es HaKsivo, the only difference would be that if it happened at the beginning, tzarech rimchay karegel kula, you'll have to take off the entire regel. Vimnoga achar sheishlim ha'ois karoi, ain't tzarech limchay kol ha'regel. But if the negia happened later, then you don't have to take off the entire regel. Rak sheivat lenu mitzuras ois, that's the whole difference. But in terms of the kashrus of the letter, it makes no difference at all. Dumya demashakos v'alavush, ve'viya magan avram, soif sivkot n'chof hei, ayin sham, have a look over there. But the idea is that when you're dealing with a shinei tzura, doesn't make a difference when the Shinei Tzura happened. Oy pnei ha'alef, or if there was a negia which turned it into a straight kav, ayin v'mogen halachically, ayin v'mogen avram, didafka im nidbak etzem hayud la'alef. That's talking in a case where the actual yud touched the gag, meaning the middle part of the alef. Masha ein kein, im rak noga uktza ha'smole shel hayud la'alef. If it was just the oikets that touched. In other words, it wasn't the guf ha'ois that touched kosher, then it would be kosher. In other words, if it's the guf ha'ois, then it's a psul. But if it's just the oikets of the yud that's touching the middle part of the aleph, then it's going to be kosher. Ta'afilu b'loy ha'kutza mikra yud, because a yud is called a yud even without the kutza shel yud. Perish, ta'af da'al yedei ha'negiyah nechshev ki'ilu ein le'koitz la'yud, because even though the negiyah makes it as though there's no kites, that doesn't make a difference. Ha'ein ma'akiv b'zeh inyan tikkun. The fact that it's missing a kites is not, that doesn't shter us regarding the idea of being metakin the aleph. V'kosev al zeh ha'prima godim, v'al kolponim greira boy. The prima godim adds that it's not kosher the way it is, even if we're just dealing with a kites. Rather, you can scrape off the kites, and you need to scrape off the kites. V'day, but that's enough, you don't have to erase the entire yud. Ve'ein tzarech limchay kol ha'yud. So that would be a difference. Again, the Bir Aloch is pointing out whether there was a negiyah in the guf of the yud, or if it was a negiyah just al yedei ha'koitz. That if it's a negiyah just al yedei ha'koitz, then one would be able to be makel and just scrape the koitz, as opposed to when it's the actual guf of the yud that's touching, then you have to take off the entire yud.